This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is confident of beating a multi-state lawsuit challenging his emergency declaration to pay for the southern border wall. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Some 16 states are suing, calling the declaration unconstitutional. The president says he figured legal action was coming and predicts he'll beat it.
We have absolute right to do that. I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders.
But Democrats say it's executive overreach and want Republicans to stand with them against what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls a brazen assault on the Constitution. A top advisor here has said the president's prepared to issue his first veto if Congress votes to disapprove of the declaration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump says there's no magical date for reaching a trade deal with China, suggesting again the March 1st deadline for new tariffs could be put off. Trump had set the deadline for hiking tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports from 10 to 25% if no trade agreement is reached. Talks resumed Tuesday in Washington between lower-level deputies from each side before senior-level talks take over on Thursday. Former acting FBI Chief Andrew McCabe says that top congressional leaders did not object in 2017 when he told them the agency had opened a counterintelligence investigation of President Trump on the suspicion that he might have ties to Russia. McCabe told NBC News Tuesday he informed eight key lawmakers, including the top two Republicans, shortly after he opened the probe, days before Mr. Trump had fired FBI Director James Comey, who was leading the investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. McCabe's new book about his time at the FBI and the Trump investigation was published Tuesday. This is VOA News. President Trump said Tuesday he wants to see North Korea eventually give up its nuclear weapons program, but adds he is not in any rush because U.S. relations with Pyongyang are good going into next week's summit in Vietnam.
I'd just like to see ultimately denuclearization of North Korea. I think we will see that ultimately. I have no pressing time schedule.
He said his second meeting with Kim Jong-un would be very exciting, but did not disclose what he's hoping to achieve. A federal judge has ordered longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone to appear in court on Thursday to consider whether to revoke his bail after he posted a controversial picture on Instagram. Stone posted a photo of Judge Amy Berman Jackson Monday with what appeared to be crosshairs near her head. He said it was misinterpreted and dismissed any suggestion he was trying to threaten her. Stone has pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstructing a congressional investigation into the 2016 presidential campaign. A new congressional report says senior White House officials pushed a project to share nuclear power technology with Saudi Arabia, despite the objections of ethics and national security officials. AP correspondent Chad Day.
Right now, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have expressed concerns that transferring nuclear power to Saudi Arabia without the proper safeguards in place could lead to them weaponizing the material and having another nuclear power in the Middle East.
As AP correspondent Chad Day reporting, the U.S. Embassy in Haiti has confirmed the arrest of U.S. citizens and told VOA's Creole service it's seeking consular access for them as soon as possible. In an interview Monday, the Haitian National Police spokesperson said the men were arrested during a routine check Sunday, and a Haitian national, two Serbs, and five Americans were among the detained. He said police found assault rifles and pistols in three vehicles. President Trump signed a directive Tuesday to outline the establishment of the Space Force as the newest branch of the military. Vice President Mike Pence spoke to reporters about that.
America is leading in space once again. But in this respect, the president is calling on the Department of Defense to fashion what we have literally been working on for months, consulting with members of Congress and military experts.
And if approved by Congress, the Space Force will be part of the Air Force, just as the Marine Corps is part of the Navy. U.S.-led coalition forces are warning the last remaining Islamic State fighters in Syria to surrender or die. Dozens of trucks appeared on the outskirts of the village of Baghouz Tuesday to help remove any ISIS fighters who decide to give up along with their families. U.S. and Kurdish-led forces say they will attack after evacuating the civilians. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.